Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let us unite in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the joy of thy presence in thy people, for the grace and truth revealed in Jesus Christ, and for an opportunity to participate in the needful work of thy world. Forgive our sins, we pray, and breathe into our souls the forgiving Spirit, that we may take our places humbly and gratefully with the pure in heart who see thee and serve thee. We commit to thy care this community of faith and of learning. Enable us to use our minds in harmony with the mind of Christ and to be clean instruments and open channels of thy love to persons who are exposed to excessive and incompatible expectations, and who suffer grievous hardships, including those whom we mention in the silence of our hearts. Give us grace and strength for the decisions and duties of this day. And as the light of eternity falls upon us, suffer not our trust in thee to fail. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us read responsively selection number 29. The education of qualified students for the Christian ministry is an exceptionally complicated and valuable task. It requires seriousness of purpose, educational statesmanship in the formulation of policies and procedures, systematic and thorough work in which there is no substitute for excellence, adequate and equitable financial support, and unwavering faith in Almighty God, who is the ultimate source of all resources. In the light of this interpretation of our task, it has been thought appropriate for me to bring to our attention some of the decisions made by the trustees in their annual meeting here week before last, and by the executive committee of the Southern Baptist Convention in their meeting at Nashville, Tennessee last week. Let me begin with a statement of decisions made concerning persons who participate in the process of learning on this campus. The trustees confirmed important actions which had already been taken by their own executive committee. They confirmed the election of Dr. Robert Persky as Associate Professor of Religious Education and the election of Dr. H. Eugene McLeod as Librarian and Assistant Professor of Bibliography. In addition, they elected, upon recommendation of the faculty, Dr. Archie Nations as Associate Professor of New Testament without tenure, effective August 1, 1967. This recommendation by the faculty was endorsed fully and became the recommendation both of the academic dean and of the president of the seminary. It went to the Board of Trustees as a recommendation of the president, in which the faculty and the Committee on Instruction of the Board of Trustees had concurred. The trustees recommended that Professor Max Smith be granted sabbatical leave for the academic year 1967-68. The trustees voted also to invite Mrs. H. Eugene McLeod to continue as acting director of the Child Care Center for the 1967-68 academic year. I am sure you have already heard that the trustees voted unanimously to approve the recommendation of the faculty that the nomenclature of the first and basic degree of this seminary be changed from Bachelor of Divinity to Master of Divinity. As I indicated earlier, when I stated here that the faculty was making this recommendation, this does not in any sense discredit or disvalue the Bachelor of Divinity degree. Some of the strongest theological seminaries in this nation, as well as, so far as I know, all the accredited theological seminaries in Canada, will continue to award the Bachelor of Divinity degree as the first and basic theological degree. The trustees voted to improve the salary structure of this school with special attention to the improvement of faculty salaries effective August 1, 1967. I'm very happy to bring what I think is a very encouraging report from the meeting of the Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention held in Nashville, Tennessee last week. In an effort to set forth the earnest desires of this school, we had expressed both to the trustees and in the public press two convictions. Number one, unless attention is given to the needs of theological education in the allocation of funds beginning with the calendar year 1968, we shall lose ground that will be very difficult to recover. And in view of the need for competent and devout leaders in every major dimension of the life and work of our denomination, such a loss would be culturally inexcusable and spiritually disastrous. I am reading from a document which went both to the Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention and to the trustees of this school. And we expressed, secondly, the conviction that the most imperative financial need of the seminaries is the improvement of the salary structure with special attention to faculty salaries. There was evidence in the meetings of the Executive Committee at Nashville last week that they recognize the value of theological education and have a genuine concern for the well-being of the teachers in our Southern Baptist seminaries. A part of the evidence is the fact that they will recommend an increase in the allocation for the operational budgets of the six seminaries for the calendar year 1968. The total recommendation for the operating budgets of the six Southern Baptist seminaries for the calendar year 1968 will be $4,403,000. It is to be remembered that this is for the total operation of all six seminaries. It represents an increase of $570,000 for the total enterprise over the year 1967. In view of the action taken by the Executive Committee last week, we shall recommend that the faculty salaries of this school, approved by the trustees the week before for 1967-68, be reviewed. I do not know at this moment how much advance can be made beginning January 1, 1968. But I know that it is the intention both of the administration and of the trustees to pay the highest salaries that can be maintained on the economic foundation of this school. The Executive Committee also authorized a restudy of the formula by which allocations for the operating budgets of the six seminaries are distributed. This means that there are uncertainties as we try to do financial planning for 1969. We do not know what the allocation for that year will be. We do not know what the formula by which the allocation will be distributed will be. We cannot determine at this point, we cannot predict with any precision the factors involved in the formula. But I should like to express my personal conviction that we have good reason to be encouraged as we devote our energies to the fulfillment of the high purpose for which this school was established and is maintained. And I should like to close with what I firmly believe is the most significant fact that emerged in the meeting of our Board of Trustees and in the meeting of the Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention. This is the fact that these men really care for us. They care for the students. They care for every person who labors in this school. They care deeply for each member of this faculty. And it is my hope that we shall respond in appropriate ways to the expression of their sense of devotion to us. And that we shall pray for them and for one another, that we shall believe in each other, that we shall trust one another, and that we shall work together in what I believe to be a dangerous and decisive era in human history for the advancement of theological education in the Southern Baptist Convention and in the whole Christian movement throughout the world in which we live. Let us pray. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands, yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Through Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us.